Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, thank you so much for your time and thank you so much for staying with us. So, as you know, the ANC at the moment is quite busy in an NEC meeting. And we had a press briefing earlier on with the SG of the ANC, giving us a sense of what it is that they'll be discussing there. On the line with us is Sandy Liswana, political analyst, to help us understand all that's been happening at the moment politically. Mr. Swana, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you, Pamela, and to your listeners. Thank you so much.
I would say today's press briefing by Fikile Mbalula, SG of the ANC, was quite interesting. And what stood out for me was his remarks on Helen Ziller and the GNU. Your take on what seems to be cooling of relations, as I may put it.
I think that there are degrees of frankness and honesty, mm-hmm. if you like. I think Helen Ziller, to me, is quite believable. She's quite candid. And in the process, she is exposing the nation to the caliber of leadership that the ANC has, and also at the same time exposing the thinking, especially advanced thinking, thinking ahead. What I mean by advanced thinking is thinking ahead on the part of the DA. Mm. Right now, I think the greatest topic that has been on the table from Helen Ziller's perspective, obviously there have been many other videos that she elaborated on a number of other things in this net. But the one that I think is the talking point is the explanation around the GNU. Mm-hmm. And the issue of the GNU, you know, one day, probably 4 or 5 years back, something like this, I was in an interview at the Newsroom Africa Studios in Linden, mm-hmm. with Anne Bernstein, one of the liberals, white liberals in South Africa. And during an interval, during that panel interview, there was an interval. And she said, you know, what would be good is for the DA and the ANC of Ramaphosa to come together. Already 4 years, 4 or 5 years ago, a few years back. You know, and Helen Ziller expressed a similar view. Then on top of that, so that would have been the idea of the mega, the grand coalition. On the 28th of May this year, the elections were on the 29th of May. On the 28th of May, Busi Mavuso of the Business Leadership South Africa issued a clear, unequivocal statement that if the ANC were to partner with the MK and EFF, then the 130 CEOs who are supporting the ANC to recover the infrastructure of the railways, Transnet, the power stations under Eskom and so on, instead a few of them, that deal would be off the table. Which then meant that if the results were not out, the voting had not yet even started, the voting was going to be the following day. But don't you think that it is quite interesting that the wishes of Anne Bernstein and the wishes of Helen Ziller and the wishes of the Business Leadership South Africa eventually are what happened in terms of this so-called GNU happened? The GNU that was formed was actually a grand coalition of the DA and the African National Congress. And that is the truth that Helen Ziller is actually putting on the table. And that truth was not an emergency measure after the results of the election happened. Mm-hmm. That truth had been, the ground for that had been prepared long beforehand. And were in a grand coalition. And she clarifies why, that if it was a GNU, MK and the EFF would have been in it. And that is a correct assessment and a correct interpretation of the concept of the GNU. So at a level of conceptual clarity and the second level of just genuine honesty, Helen Ziller is on point. and Mbalula and his crew are trying to cover up the truth at this point in time. Not to say that relationships are cooling or anything. It is just the truth that is being put on the table.
Hmm. Well, I mean, at some point they need to manage us as the public. Or is this it, in the sense that it's important for the DA to remain the DA, even to its own constituency, and highlight that they have not been swallowed by the GNU, which is why you see what Helen Zille is doing. In other words, I'm not getting the feeling that this is a mistake. This is quite deliberate. They are being quite clear about even other issues as well, you know, policy issues publicly, not just Helen Zille. The DA in general has made mention of the fact that, you know, they will continue with the NHI court case, they will continue opposing the Bella Bill, they'll continue with many things. Is this for you strategically important for the DA to identify themselves still as an independent DA party going into the elections, because they don't want to be swallowed by the GNU?
Yes. Both sides, the ANC and the DA, are aware, both of them, that they are at a pivotal moment. And the pivotal moment, the National Party hit this pivotal moment. And the question was whether the National Party could actually continue as the National Party, morph, change itself into something more palatable and continue, or would it collapse? And the ANC is in that situation. The ANC, on the one hand, would like some pillars to hold on to, like a boxer who's holding on to the ropes and things like this, who's actually feeling that the knees are weak. The ANC is weak, and the DA can see that the ANC is weak. And the ANC knows that it is weak. And the ANC knows that it is in danger now, either of being pulled as a subordinate by the right wing, which is the DA and the BLSA, the business leadership of South Africa, and the 130 CEOs who want an ANC that is going to be a latter-day Bantu style, is there to tell the blacks that you have power, you are in government, but everything is being run by the 130 CEOs and the DA, as well as the Freedom Front Plus. It's actually a right-wing government with a front of black faces, Busi, and them are appearing on this. We don't see the 130 CEOs. We just hear from Busi that they are there and see their voice and their face. On the other side, there's a GNU with Mbalula, Cyril Ramaphosa appearing there, but the work is actually being controlled. The technical work is being controlled by the DA and the white people, mm-hmm. and everything else. So this is the circus that the ANC is caught up in. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, there are the MKs and the AFFs who want to pull the ANC to be an agent of the left. And these ones who are now in the ANC, some of them, as they call it in this conference, have some dreams, distant dreams of past glory, of the Mbeki era when the ANC was extraordinarily successful. And I'm glad that some of them, even the liberals and the right wings, have admitted that this GNU cannot meet the standards of the Mbeki government. They're not going to meet those standards, but they will be able to. They are hoping that somehow they may be able to surpass the mediocrity of Cyril Ramaphosa up to this point. So that is where the whole thing is. Are you going to be swallowed by the left or swallowed by the right? Or is there still a chance that you can stand as a freestanding ANC, even if you achieve just 10% of the stature that Mbeki had achieved? Those are the issues on the table.
Let's talk about how the ANC handled finally expelling former President Jacob Zuma. Your take on how they handled the entire matter?
Well, the entire matter would be to go back to December.
It would have to be. Absolutely. Yeah. It would have to be, because that timeline, I think, is very important.
Yes. So in December, I actually agreed with them in December that they must not actually entertain fights with Jacob Zuma. And if possible, they need to negotiate something with him. And you know the politics of Jacob Zuma. If they had aggressively pursued Jacob Zuma, Jacob Zuma was going to use that as capital for further sympathy vote. And so that was going to happen. The damage might have been worse. I think so. If you accept that Balula says that they seriously underestimated the damage, if you accept that Inkatha Freedom Party says that they seriously underestimated the popular support of Jacob Zuma, if you accept that the EFF itself underestimated the popular support of Jacob Zuma, so a lot of the top political elites, certainly in black politics, underestimated the power of Jacob Zuma. So had they been too harsh at that time, they might have been totally devastated. Now, they have been vulnerable before the election. That's why the statement from BLSA came out on the 28th of May without the result, without the electoral results, telling them what to do, telling them to form a grand coalition and call it a JNU, if you like, whatever it is. You know, so at the end of the day, the thing that was clear to the left, the leaders of the EFF, the leaders of MK, and some of the leaders in the Tripartite Alliance, was that they could still actually work with the EFF and MK. But the pressure from business and the right wing, which is a moneyed interest, and unfortunately these are the lot, the EFF and the MK are not moneyed interests. So that is the side that won the day. And there is a hope now that to a degree you can weaken or obliterate the EFF and the MK, and in fact left-wing politics, and create a leadership of conservative politics. And they keep, this Cronje guy keeps repeating this thing that of this conservative, moderate conservative politics. Basically, the only way you can be conservative in conservative politics, the thing to be conservative about, is economic apartheid in South Africa, but we're not talking about that. So that is where we are caught up in now. I am happy that they fired Jacob Zuma in the manner that they have. And then the streams of ANC politics, there's at least three clear streams of ANC politics, or Congress politics, let's call them that. You have the ANC of Ramaphosa and its right-wing politics with the DA. You have the MK party, which has got its own politics, which include the traditional leaders, the introduction of African law, and things like that. Then you have the EFF, which is Marxist-Leninist, Fanonism, and so on and so forth. So you have those three streams that are becoming clear. Then you have the other howlers, the COSATUs and the SACP, which are just like those small braggy dogs, the poodles and other things of little consequence. So those are the three streams. Now, that is where now this expulsion takes us. And the question is whether in the year 2026, Jacob Zuma is going to pull another rabbit out of the hat and increase the votes of MK party again. Now, there is a school of thought that says once these liberation movements start losing votes, they continue to do so. That's a lot of losses, and they've lost the national vote. As to whether they can start to learn new winning ways between now, in the next 24 months, and the November 2026 elections, it's an open question. And I think their expulsion of Jacob Zuma is a clear indication to the public that the ANC of Ramaphosa at this stage is with big business and with the right wing of South Africa.
Let's quickly address what's happening in Gauteng, because clearly there isn't an alignment between this GNU, the national GNU, and what Panyaza Lesufi is doing in the province. Your take on that?
I've just read, I think it's Maile who's announced that the budget was approved.
Mm-hmm.
So now, my expectation was that Panyaza Lesufi and his supporters, whoever they may be in the ANC, will be able to negotiate certain things with the EFF to create a non-pro-DA government in Gauteng. In as much as when you look at it physically, it appears to be a minority government, but it has got sleeping partners. These sleeping partners is MK and EFF, in my judgment, who will want to do the exact opposite of what the DA is trying to do, and to undermine any leverage that the DA is trying to gain over Panyaza Lesufi. So Panyaza Lesufi is in that pocket. And unfortunately for him, just reading some of the comments on the budget, and this is a general pattern. It happened even in the national budget. It's terrible, actually, where that fearful, cowardly mentality of the National Treasury of South Africa, led by Enoch Godongwa, of austerity measures, cost containment measures, that is devastating in increasing unemployment in South Africa. And Ben Turok had warned these comrades over a very long time, Professor Ben Turok, about this, of the plans of South African Communist Party, over a long period of adopting these IMF measures. So the EFF, in supporting Panyaza Lesufi, they are supporting him, although he himself, at certain stages, and significantly so, is still under the thumb to a degree of Godongwa now with this austerity. So everything is under budgeted, and that is going to cause mediocrity in every single department of this so-called provincial governments of national unity and the GNU itself. So it's an era of mediocrity, but Panyaza Lesufi has taken a stand and he's got political backup. I think his chess game at this stage is working for him. It is, I think, in many ways hostile to the intentions of the BLSA and the DA, as well as the conservatives, the Mavuso Msimangs, the Snuti Zikalalas, the right-wing sort of elements in the ANC. So that is where the game is at. It's a tense game, but they are hoping to hold on until elections of new leadership of the ANC is necessary.
Thank you very much, Sandile Swana, political analyst, making really interesting points about what is going on at the moment. Obviously, we've got another week to go, and everybody's promised some fireworks. We'll wait and see.
And if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.